The 2020 Scholarship Presentation by Kate Mendez. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Kate Mendez. From the editor, these remarks were made by Chairperson Mendez to honor the 30 recipients of the National Federation of the Blind's annual scholarships.
For the past few years, it's been my privilege to stand at the podium on banquet night and celebrate the tremendous achievements of our NFB scholarship winners. Each year, the 30 students selected by the scholarship committee impress us all with their determination, their drive, and the desire to live their best lives and improve the lives of others. Throughout the convention, the members of our organization get to know them through their public presentations at NABS and at the board meeting, and through interacting with them in the hallways and during meetings. From year to year, our scholarship winners are stars of the convention experience, and it's been my privilege for the past few years to introduce them to all of you. This spring, even before the official decision was made to take the convention virtual, President Rick Abono, the committee, and I had already begun thinking about how we could make sure that our 2020 scholarship finalists could be guaranteed the best convention experience possible under the unique and challenging conditions in which we all suddenly found ourselves. We made it a priority to ensure that each of the 30 scholarship finalists would have the most impactful, engaging, and interactive experience we could create as they got to know the committee and the Federation through the various convention events and their surrounding networking and social opportunities. We knew that the true gift of the NFB scholarship program is the Federation itself, above and beyond the dollar amounts. And we were determined to ensure that the 2020 finalists would get to experience everything that our organization has to offer. And I'm so pleased to tell you all that this amazing group of finalists has dived into our remote convention experience with the kind of gusto and enthusiasm that I've always admired in our scholarship winners. They've immersed themselves deeply into our convention activities throughout the past week and have shared their questions and feedback with their mentors via Zoom, text, WhatsApp, email, and a few via good old-fashioned phone calls. They've stayed connected to the committee, to one another, and have forged new friendships and contacts throughout these past 5 days. Despite the time differences, the long hours behind devices, they've carried on the perennial scholarship tradition of 20-hour plus days, very little sleep, as they've soaked up Federation philosophy, community, and activism. To you guys, the scholarship class of 2020, we've all been delighted to get to know all of you. You've impressed me, the committee, and the membership of the organization with your tremendous stories of struggle and success, your passion for diversity and inclusion, and your commitment to advancing the future of others, as well as achieving your own lofty goals. I'm really sorry to see that our time together is drawing to a close. However, this just means that we'll have more things to learn about one another and to share with one another when we do finally get a chance to meet in person. Back in May, we announced that, travel and public health restrictions permitting, there will be an in-person event for all of the 2020 scholarship finalists in February 2021. And that'll be taking place in Baltimore. The details for this event are still in the works, but we know how important it is for the members of each scholarship class to develop in-person connections with one another, with their mentors on the committee, as well as with other Federation members and leaders. The money that you guys will all win as scholarship finalists will eventually be spent, but the relationships that you'll build with one another and with the members of the Federation as a part of your scholarship process will last for a lifetime. To give you an example, I'm still friends with my scholarship roommate, and that was 19 years ago. So right now, our in-person event is scheduled for the weekend of February 4th, 2021. So please save that date. Dr. Kurzweil, that might be a lovely time to do that handshake that you were lamenting having missed this evening. As you all know, each year, our 30 NFB scholarships range in value from $3,000 to $12,000. These scholarships are also augmented by additional grants and prizes so that at a minimum, each winner leaves our convention with $5,000 plus gifts, including a beautiful plaque from Dr. Kurzweil and the Kurzweil Foundation and a Chromebook from Google. In the video aired earlier this evening, we thanked our generous donors and partners for their support, but I'm going to take this opportunity to say one more time, thank you. Thank you so much. Your support helps make it possible for these future leaders and scholars to achieve their dreams and to live the lives they want. So sincerely, from all of us, thank you. Traditionally, the determination of which of the 30 finalists will receive the 8 scholarships with base values exceeding $3,000 has been made on the final night of convention, after a week where the finalists get to know the scholarship committee and the committee members get to know each of the finalists. This year, given the challenges and potential inequities inherent in adhering to our usual protocol, the decision was made to award our scholarships a little differently. So back in May, we announced that each finalist who participated fully in the remote convention will be receiving a $3,000 scholarship plus all of the additional cash and prizes. The determination of which finalists will be awarded the 8 amounts exceeding $3,000, including our prestigious Kenneth Jernigan Memorial Scholarship, will be made at the in-person event in February, where again, public health and travel permitting, the committee and other Federation members in attendance will be able to get to know each of these inspiring scholars without the barriers of screens and headphones and weird internet stuff. So in closing this evening, I have the honor to introduce one more time in full the scholarship class of 2020. Now, usually at this point, when I start reading names, I'd have to tell all of you, please hold your applause, please wait to cheer. But this year, because you're all in webinar mode, I would definitely encourage you to cheer, hoot, holler, scream, yell, or carry on as loudly or as long as you please while I read the names of our fabulous 2020 scholarship winners. Okay, I'm going to read everybody's name, first name, last name. I'm going to read their home state, their school state, and their vocational goals. Deesha Print, Bancayan Vega, Rhode Island, California, healthcare inclusion. Rob Blackowitz, Arkansas, counseling. Chris Bove, Rhode Island, public service. Bree Broadwater, Maryland, New Jersey, psychology. Sean Carlson, Oregon, teacher of blind students. Natalie Charbonneau, Oregon, animal genetics and conservation. More Blessings, Chickamauga, Texas, law and policy. Kevin Darcy, Colorado, professor of anthropology. Matthew DeFell Hoffman, South Carolina, electrical engineer. Paxton Frankie, North Dakota, forensic pathology. Lane Harden, Georgia, California, Higher Education Student Administration. Kat Hippie, Wisconsin, Michigan, linguistics and special education. Emily Keel, Ohio, technology and business. Josh Loebner, Tennessee, South Carolina, advertising and academic faculty. Sarah Luna, Illinois, museum accessibility. Victor Marquez, Michigan, rehabilitation. Griffin Miller, Pennsylvania, actuary. Jillian Milton, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, software product development. Brian Muccio, Arizona, New York, human rights law. Marissa Nisley, New Jersey, District of Columbia, law. Sherry Pablo, California, health policy and management. Precious Perez, and Precious is a Tenbrook Fellow. Congratulations, Precious, on your second NFB scholarship. Massachusetts, music education. Teresita Rios, California, Indiana, law. Danielle Schutz, Nebraska, Nebraska, Biomedical Research. Nick Spohn, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, Mechanical Engineer. Logan Stenzel, Minnesota, Minnesota, Finance and Entrepreneurship. Marie Vianeta, Indiana, Indiana, Orientation and Mobility Instructor. Shane Wegner, Minnesota, Minnesota, Corporate Law. Alec Wolf, Vermont, Vermont, Broadcasting. And Brian Zamaripa, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Media Productions and Accessibility. Folks, I hope you're still cheering, making a ton of noise, banging your cups and plates and cutlery and whatever all you have in celebration of the scholarship class of 2020.